Good morning, Irena, and welcome into the studio.
Good morning, Miriam. Thank you for welcoming me.
This year, Valentine's Day is going to be a special. It will be focused on abuses towards women. What have you prepared?
Indeed, it is going to be a very huge global event called 1 Billion Rising on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. And very symbolic, as we all know, it's a day of romantic love. However, it seems to be that according definitely to statistics, 1 billion women on the planet do not receive any love, but rather they receive a terrible violence and abuse. According to the world statistics, it is estimated that 1 billion women will be violated, which means abused or raped on the planet, which explains the name of the event, 1 Billion Rising.
But it will be a peaceful event. It will be more joyful, so to speak, because it's connected with the dance.
Indeed. Correct. And this is very, very significant what the organizers of the event very strongly highlight and stress about the event. It is an invitation to dance. This is not a protest. It is not a march. It is not about women going out as victims, screaming and complaining. It is actually about power, woman's power, and celebration of woman's empowerment in that sense, and it is an invitation for a new way of being, a new way of living on the planet. It is about celebration of woman's unique contribution to the planet and sustainability in the life on the planet. As we cannot really accept that 1 billion women are violated in that way, which means we also suppress women's important contribution that they can make to the balance on the earth. So it is going to be very, very peaceful. And it is an invitation, very importantly, invitation for to both men and women. Because there are more and more men who also see how important it is to be involved in this raising awareness. As often, unfortunately, it is associated with this event. It's all about woman for woman, and it is as such becomes marginalized issue. Mm-hmm. And this is now some would even say post-feminist movement, or although I don't like any ism, it really is just a new message for the new era, for this transformation we all like to talk about in Oroville, and it is about celebrating divine Shakti. Mm-hmm.
Many countries already signed to participate. You mentioned before 190, yeah?
It's actually just today, that's rising every day. It's now 197.
Wow. I believe that you prepare some kind of schedule, or how if I come there, what I will see, what I can do, and how I will do it.
Of course, we all have started, volunteers from Oroville community and the dancers wanted really to show the solidarity with the global event, given that it is planned to really be 1 billion people dancing around the world on that same day, of course, in the different time zones. Our event will be on Thursday, between 4 and 5, by the Eucalyptus Grove, which is between Solar Kitchen and Setitude. It's also the location has been chosen for the fact that one woman was raped and killed last year. The program will be organized, of course, around the dancing. We will have a few Orovelian dancers, male and female, who will guide the whole program, which will go go for 1 hour. We will start with a little meditation. There is also a poem dedicated to the event, which is called Break the Chain. It's an anthem, and we have also translated in Tamil. We have also talked to quite a few units around Oroville who will bring their local staff. So it will be a local Tamil woman and hopefully men, and also Orovillians, guests, who will be guided through particular very simple dancing so that everyone can enjoy the space. And so it's not just a totally free dance. There will be a program leading the audience and the crowd to kind of co-create this dancing space.
The rest, it could be a really beautiful, joyful dancing experience of many.
Yes, that's the idea, definitely, too. As I said, again, I want to repeat, this is really an opportunity to come together, different cultures, men and women, to rejoice together, to dance together, and to really join this global solidarity to show that this we just cannot accept anymore. And as the organizers, the main organizers of this event, said it on their website, 1 billion women abused and violated is an atrocity, but 1 billion men and women dancing around the world is a revolution. Yeah. And revolution, in a sense, for really trying to say the message, we just have to stop the violence, and the violence against women is also violence against the body of the earth. When you look at what we do to the Mother Earth, it is the body of the Mother Earth. So the raping of the woman's body is very much symbolic what we do generally as our mainstream paradigm, which is obviously proving not to be sustainable and not to be in the harmony of what humanity aspires to be. And you know, to meet me halfway, because if I take one step to you, you'll step to me. Step to me. This could be amazing. And if we give this half a try, who knows, maybe this could be amazing.
Who actually started with this idea? Is it connected with the rape in Delhi?
Yeah.
For New Year, or where it started?
Yes, this is actually a culmination of 15 years work by this V-Day movement. This is an organization that has started in 15 years ago by the key leader of the event. Her name is Eve Ensler. She's a quite well-known playwright who did, it was long ago when this play of her called Vagina Monologue was going all around the world. So out of that, she has started this NGO called the V-Day Movement. Mm-hmm. And this V-Day Movement has been always happening in February. They have managed, it's one of the most powerful women's organizations to stop violence against women. To date, this V-Day Movement has raised over $90 million and educated millions about the issue of violence against women, crafted international educational media and many campaigns, reopened shelters, and funded over 14,000 community-based anti-violence programs and safe houses in Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, Kenya, South Dakota, Egypt, and Iraq. Over 300 million people have seen a V-Day benefit event in their community. V-Day has received numerous acknowledgments, including Worth Magazine 100 Best Charities, Marie Claire Magazine Top 10 Charities, one of the top-rated organizations on Philanthropedia, GuideStar, and great nonprofits. So this organization has now culminated in this event, and this is again coming from Eve, who is also a friend of mine. I know her personally. She's a very inspiring, amazing woman who also is very much working on this reconciliation between men and women. And this is what I really would like to stress. This is not what often is portrayed. It's about hating men. No, this is the message for a new a partnership between men and women to understand how men also need to relook at their own identity and the way how they see themselves. And Eve is actually at the moment in India. She came to join Indian woman activists and was definitely also triggered by Delhi event. And so in India, we have many events all around the country that have been organizing this similar event from Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Pune, Kerala, all around the country. There will be numerous events and happening, not necessarily on the same day because it's not always logistically possible, but there will be quite a few the whole month.
Talk and talk regardless. I won't care and you won't know. Oh, 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 tis moving right along. If I take one step to you, you'll step to me.
Step to me.
This could be amazing. And if we give this half a try, who knows, maybe. This could be amazing.
So only in Norway we choose the Valentine's Day.
Yes, because we really, most of the events are on that day, and we wanted, Thursday is a perfect day for Roroville as well. It's a good day in the middle of the week. We have already talked to quite a few managers of the units. They said they would close at 3:30. They would come with their staff, so it's a quite good time, and before also local staff goes back home. So we just thought that this would be a really good opportunity to organize it. So, but I have to add, we also have one extra addition to that program on Saturday, Hibiscus Art Village, that is organized by Louis and Svedam. They will have an all-day art festival on Saturday, but we are also involved in organization of that. So his event is going to be associated around this as well. And on Saturday night, we are going to have a little program on the 16th, on Saturday. So that's a one extra little event. But that is going to be more in form of a dancing performance. So it's not going to be as much as kind of big and mobilizing as on Thursday. This one is more kind of a small dancing performance on Saturday night.
So with the team to... Not the worship, that would be wrong, but to show the beauty of the woman.
Yes,
I believe,
that is definitely the idea, to invite beautiful woman dancers to actually celebrate their beautiful bodies and their femininity, so they are not afraid of walking out, because this is what is the worst of all this violence, is that it really affects woman's psyche in a sense that she's the one who feels guilty, or she's the one who has to be controlled, she's the one who has to be afraid for the fact that she has a beautiful body. And that, and instead of actually rejoicing in that power, in that unique feminine power that she carries within her body, in the form of especially that she can give life, and that in the ancient cultures, this goddess figure has been always celebrated. Unfortunately, now in modern patriarchal culture, it has been fully suppressed. And this is what we need to bring back in order to celebrate it, and to bring this balance between masculine and feminine energy. As in my teaching on sustainability, I like to say to my students, when I talk about why we don't have a sustainable earth and why our poles are melting, when we look at the symbolic symbolism of the energy, sun is the symbol of masculine energy, moon is symbol of feminine. We have too much sun, that's why on the earth, that's why our poles are melting. So we need to bring moon, and it does not mean moon covering the sun, but it means moon and yin and yang.
Partnership, yeah. Partnership, equality.
Equality, indeed. And not woman saying that we can be everything the same as men, because this is what has proved to come out of the feminist movement, that this has been very much also suppressing the feminine within us, and it was a necessary part of the process in order to give us the right to participate in the public domain. But now it is emerging and becomes very clear we really don't want to repeat young energy and become that, because then we just become men in women's bodies. We want to celebrate who we are with our feminine energy, but also to awaken this in men. This is not the question of gender. This is the question of feminine and masculine energy that exists in both bodies.
Yeah. Thank you, Elena. See you on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Elena.
I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't want to see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life.